Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Samhita, Madhyalila 203, Chapter 12, 203. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Swatantra Ishvara Prabhu Kari Nanakeva Doya Pakavanama Koila Ekalila. The fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes. The pastime of washing and cleansing the Gurdicha temple is but one of them. Omegana Timuram Hatya Gyanam Jana Savakaya Chakshuran Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudeva. Sri Chaitanya Maro Vishtam Svapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sa Padantikam Adadanastanam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Shrimadrupa Padam Bhoja Dulisham Janma Janmani Vairagya Yud Bhakti Vusham Piyatnai Apayama Maradipsamandam Kripamburiya Paraduka Duki Sanatanastam Prabhumasuryami Vancha Kalpa Karubhyascha Kripa Shindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Rama Hare Hare. So greetings from New Jersey. Usually after my Vyasa Puja, I go directly back to India, but I am waiting another week to inaugurate the Jagannath Mandir at Gopkishore's house. So any of you that are in town, the metropolitan area, which is some fraction of the people that are listening, you're more than welcome to come. It will be even more people than the Vyasa Puja that we held there on Saturday. And looking forward, because we're discussing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath, and now these deities of Lord Jagannath will manifest, and whenever I'm in New Jersey, I can get personal darshan, so I'm pretty enthusiastic about that. And of course, I'm looking forward to going to India. It's such a different life to me. It doesn't have to be in one sense, but I get to spend, just stay in one place, and it's very productive for me in terms of studying and chanting, and classes will also take on, I guess, another flavor. You take on the mood of the place that you're there, the activities that you're doing. So hopefully I'll be able to share with you the realizations of the many great saints that come through Govardhan, and I try to listen attentively and get some of their realizations, which I can share to others, which is how my journal initially began. I wanted to share what I was experiencing there. I'm looking forward to that. So, this is Gaura. How wonderful. We're just finishing one pastime of cleaning of the Gurdicha temple and the wonderful, full of life activities of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. association of those who have the similar center of God. Machita Makita Prana Bodhiyantas Parasvam, that devotees are always congregating and conversing with one another about the Supreme Lord. So this life that's based on God here in his Swayam Bhagavan manifestation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's very, very attractive. And we hear about that to develop those qualities. This is one of the potent aspects of hearing Krishna Katha, that when you hear about the great Vaishnavas, and you're listening to this because you have some attraction already, so your heart is favorable towards that by your imprints or samskaras, and when you hear about those devotees, your attraction for them and your attraction for the essence of them, which is their mood of devotion, and specifically to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna, it naturally increases. This is the process. This is where Krishna has appeared when he has left the planet. That was one of the questions of the sages of Namasharanya, foreseeing this financial crisis, foreseeing all the difficulties in the age of Kali. They asked the question to the Sita Goswami, the Acharya, when Krishna has left the planet, where can we find him? Where can God be found in this age of quarrel and confusion? And the answer given by Sita Goswami, it was that it's the Bhagavatam. When knowledge and religion has gone with the disappearance with Krishna, it will manifest again within the Bhagavatam. And what is the Chaitanya Charitamrita? Well, there's the Bhagavatam. And then, based on the Bhagavatam, Sri Jiva categorized the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in the Shatsandarbhas, the six Sandarbhas. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita is the life and philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His life is the life based on Bhagavatam, and his precepts are the teachings of the Bhagavatam. So really, the perfect manifestation of the Bhagavatam is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Bhagavatam comes alive in a more contemporary setting of 500 years ago in West Bengal. Through activities which we ourselves can emulate. This is not different than Krishna's pastimes. But this manifestation of Krishna's pastimes in Gaur Lila, we can emulate. We can clean the temple and clean our hearts. We can have kirtan and take prasadam. Of course, the real important thing is the bhav, is manjari bhav. The young gopis that serve Srimati Radharani. But the real essence to understand them is their bhav. Their bhav is selfless service. So it's not just activity, but these activities are manifestations of a particular consciousness. And unless you are in touch with that consciousness, you will not see the substance of these activities. The substance of these activities is pure, unalloyed devotion. And therefore, it's full of pleasure because devotion is pleasure. So we were just reading after the kirtans, after the Jagannath Mandir, the devotees join in joyful kirtan. And then they prasadam. And then we see that in this exchange of prasadam, a very, very essential point about Vaishnavism. And Vaishnavism is so much focused on others. And therefore, it's the perfect yoga and the perfect remedy to the source of the material mind, which is ahankar, which is self-conceit. This Vaishnava is a light for others. And it becomes so apparent in their activities. That's the real topmost yoga. Not just controlling the mind by some mental force or some analytical understanding, but actually to develop the sentiments of devotion, which purify completely the whole mind, without going to the forest, without any arduous austerities, just the natural life of a devotee, the natural life of changing our consciousness to one, I am the servant of Guru and Krishna. And therefore, a very simple and humble person, may not even be educated, can be at a very high level of consciousness. He's in the mood of humble service to the Vaishnavas. So we see in this exchange of prasadam that it's everyone wants to be the last one to sit down, not the first one to sit down. Everyone wants to be the person that serves, not the person that eats. And when they eat, they want to taste how others have been enjoying the prasad offered to the Supreme Lord. It's such a wonderful, wonderful society. And we should ourselves try to develop that mood. I'm hoping that on my Vyas Puja on Saturday, that's what people were relishing. I know when my parents and my brother came, my brother was a big hit, you know, he's an older brother, and here's just an ordinary New Yorker sitting in the back, you know, with completely gray hair. You know, it doesn't look particularly progressive. when Johnny Tai said, when anybody after the readings, would anybody like to say something spontaneous, my brother gives the best speech, surprisingly. Anyway, I don't know how that came, but that was a fact. But when my brother and the family that came, my brother, sister-in-law, my niece, my mother, when they sat outside at the table taking prasadam, and they were just so overwhelmed as the devotees were in such a mood of service, serving them so many preparations, but not them, but just everyone. And therefore, it creates an ambience or mood that is pleasurable. When any function is focused on God and the service of the devotees, it becomes a very natural and blissful exchange of love that people remember and they relish. And in terms of our attempts to share this wonderful tradition and philosophy that Srila Prabhupada bestowed upon us, we have to create that type of atmosphere, because that's the most attractive thing to people. Just like Prabhupada said, someone may be a drunk, but they don't want the child to be a drunk. So people may not have that service attitude. It may be a me-first society. But generally, people are innocent. When they see that, they can realize the beauty of it. Anyway, we'll get to these verses. Here, the fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes. Svatanta Ishvara, he's independent God. And therefore, why does he do things? It is Leela. And what is Leela? Leela means not obligation, not work, not duty, for joy, for pleasure, for play. Like a child. Why does a child do something? Out of his heart, he wants to do it. So God has this leela, and his leela is the exchange of love between the devotees. And as there are so many various relationships, there's so many sweet and wonderful activities. And by hearing these activities, the exchange of those activities, which is pure love, becomes imprinted or embedded in our hearts. I talk a lot about samskaras because I'm studying the Yoga Sutras, the imprints in our consciousness of desires and proclivities. So how do we develop the imprints for devotion so that we spontaneously want to serve Krishna? Well, one of the main ways is this, by hearing about the great devotees. I was just thinking, a child, or any adult, why is one person so fixed on Dharma in his heart? You know, he'll do what's right at all sacrifice. And another person, they won't have that degree of righteousness. They'll do things expediently. A person is so, how does it come? At least the imprint may be from last life, but let's talk about how it comes from this life. Well, one of the main ways is he sees his father, and his father is honest. And somehow or other, he admires his father. And therefore, by seeing his father being honest, then that creates an impression in him that he will act for honesty and truth. And then he not only sees his father, but he's hearing when he grows up the Mahabharata and the stories of Dharma or some traditions and the story, and the imprint comes. And then if the imprint is strong enough, then in his life he will follow the truth and experience the fruit of living by principles, which is the mode of goodness and lucidity in the heart and peacefulness and happiness. And therefore that will create an imprint. So these pastimes, the devotees, these various pastimes, and one is this Gundicha, and as it is often with the Lord's pastimes, they're not only an exchange of Leela, but by the Leela Shakti itself. The Leela itself is very instructive. And here in the Gundicha temple, it's also instructive. How carefully the devotees clean the temple. To the extent that they were cleaning the outside. And that represents keeping the ill impressions as far away as possible. It indicates the caution of one in spiritual life who wants to bring God within his heart. His caution. And he not only gets rid of everything, but he keeps his environment pure. Because he's humble and he knows the power of Maya. Our greatest weakness is we don't know the power of Maya. If you're in the environment, it'll affect you unless you are conscious to protect yourself by being in a mood of devotion. The greatest protection for the consciousness is developing a mood of devotion. Because when you develop a mood of devotion, it changes your vision towards the environment. You're seeing everything as God and meant for His service. When you see everything as God and meant for His service, even if it's a sensual object, by the way you approach it, it won't create an imprint for sense gratification within you. Of course, unless it's something that's too powerful for you. Anyway, this is a wonderful pastime. Aridina Jagannathera Netrotsavanam Mahotsava Hoyla Bhaktira Pranasmana. The next day marked the performance of the festival of Netrotsava. This great festival is the life and soul of the devotees. So these are Mahotsava. Utsava means enthusiasm, and Maha means great. So a festival is an expression of great enthusiasm for the service of God. That's what a festival is. And therefore, because a festival is so externally manifest as it's manifest as a festival for God's service. It's a great impetus for developing your own enthusiasm and love to serve. So very, very important. I always tell, this is from the Bhagavatam, where it describes the singing of the cowherd boys, and then it explains the two qualities of the singing of the cowherd boys, is that it's deeply from the heart and it's appropriate. And the commentary on appropriate, given that I forgot which of the acharyas made the comment, but he described that the festival is appropriate for the particular activity of the Lord that one wants to glorify, and gave the example in the spiritual world how there's always great manifestations of enthusiasm to serve the Lord, to the extent that when the Supreme Lord's yellow Pitambar dhoti is blowing in the wind and reveals the tribhanga form of his body, when the one devotee sees that, they tell the others, "Did you see that?" And they say, "That's amazing." And then they begin to compose. This is the original rap or quick talk, whatever it is. They immediately begin to compose songs about the beauty of Krishna's body with the beautiful color, the silken dhoti glowing against his form, creating great joy to all the devotees. And they immediately cook and distribute prasadam. Here in Lord Jagannath, there's so many festivals. This is Netrotva. Netra, I believe, means eyes, when he's repainted after the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath during the fortnight before Rathyatra. The body of Lord Jagannath, having been washed, needs repainting. This is known as Anga Radha. The Netrotva festival, performed gorgeously in the early morning of the Navayovana, constitutes the life, and soul, the prana samana, the life and the soul. This is the devotee's life, bhaktera prana samana. These festivals are their life and soul. Because in festival, devotion becomes very easy because it's manifest so powerfully around you externally. Again, I was appreciating on the Vyas Puja, the devotees made such beautiful decorations. You know, there's so many beautiful flowers and garlands, and everything was so clean. And when I came in, there was such nice kirtan going on. So it's so externally manifest that even if you're not a great yogi, you can be greatly enthused. Mahotsava. Krishna kirtan. Dana dana na, Krishna kirtana dana na tanapano, pe mamrito, Krishna kirtana. What type of kirtan? O kirtano, oot kirtan. Oot means the neck, like a bird. When his neck is reaching, that's called oot. When a bird is reaching for some worm or, you know, some food, it stretches the neck. So oot, like utkanta, kanti mala, utkanta, the neck. Krishna kirtana. Krishna kirtana. Oot means enthusiastic. Mahotsava. Enthusiastic. Pakshadina duki loka prabhu adasane. Darsana kariya loka shuka pailaman. Everyone was happy for a fortnight because they could not, very unhappy, because they could not see the deity of Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath bathes, he gets sick, and then for 2 weeks they cannot see him. Upon seeing the Lord at the festival, the devotees were very happy. So illustrious brother, who is the acharya in our line for Gaur Lila, for certain, Srila Gaur Govinda Swami, wrote the wonderful book, The Embankment of Separation. I'd explain it, that in this psychology of spiritual psychology of the forceful flow of emotions, of devotion. How there are these two embankments that keep the river of devotion very forceful, the high embankment of union and the high embankment of separation. So this is the spiritual world, and the devotees, they're separated from Lord Jagannath, and then the great happiness when he comes again in Rathiatra, the festival, and you can see how important it is. Bhurijan Prabhu, you know, a very wise devotee, and remember advising some grihasthas just getting married and realizing the challenges that they have in the grihastha ashram. I forgot the two things he recommended, but one is celebrate festivals elaborately. Very important. Everyone becomes absorbed in devotional service. Their latent devotion is forced, is brought out externally, making beautiful flower garlands. So wonderful. Mahaprabhu Shuke Laya Shababhaktagan Jagannatha Darsane Karila Gamana. On this occasion, greatly happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the devotees with him and visited the Lord in the temple. So this is also, it's worshiping together. It's also spiritual psychology. In a very humble way, you bring others when you petition the Lord. You feel that the more voices you have together. And this is spiritual life. Spiritual life is petitioning the Lord. That's the essence of our japa. There has to be some real substance of begging to the Lord, petitioning the Lord. Because it's mercy. We cannot pay for it. We cannot get it. We cannot earn it. We can only beg for it. So greatly happy. The Lord is coming now. He's manifest. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he takes all the devotees and visits the temple. So also when Krishna appeared and Bhumi went to Lord Brahma, all the demigods went to the ocean, and the Acharya of the Swetadweep, the ocean of milk, to petition Lord Vishnu. And the reason they all came together, and the commentaries say that that they came together, it's forceful to petition the Lord, and therefore it says that a person should come with his whole family to the temple. It has an extra effect. You're humbly petitioning the Lord together. Agi kashiva yaha loka nevarya pachi govinda yaha jala karanga loya. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple, Kashivar walked in front, checking the crowds of people. And Govinda walked in the rear, bringing the sannyasi's pitcher filled with water. The kunk is a kind of water pot, especially carried by Mayavad sannyasi, and daily carried by all other sannyasis. So they carry this water pot. Brahmins are always cleaning. Cultivate the mode of goodness. Water is so important. The sannyasi, he's carrying the water pot. Oh, seems so wonderful to be so unencumbered by technology in those old days. And there's not even a samskara, an imprint in your consciousness. They don't even exist. We can't live without the distraction of computers and iPods and so many other things. It's like become such an addiction to us by their use. Even if there's some need, Marshall McLuhan, famous in at least in the late 60s when I was going to college, the medium is the message. The medium itself has an effect. There's a message you get, but you have to be prepared for the effect that the instant stimulation one requires. And it has a effect on consciousness and how wonderful it must be to be free from that. I don't know if they took my computer and my iPod, even though it's used spiritually, but the medium, I think it was taken away. It would be like cold turkey. You have to go because you're so used to it that the hankering would be there so much powerful in the heart. You take away the object, the hankering will still be there. And you have to tolerate. But here, so nice, this type of life. And we can see, I mean, with this financial crisis in America, the amazing thing is no one knows what the hell's going on. Prabhupada knew. Prabhupada actually knew economics. He knew so clearly that it's artificial. It's all paper. There's no real substance there involved. And to keep the economy going, they have to pump this enthusiasm in. It seems artificial. Anyway, another. But Prabhu Age Puri Bharati Dunharagaman Sarupadvaita Dunhera Parshve Duijan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward the temple, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati walked in front of him. And on his two sides walked Sarup Damodar and Advaita Acharya. Pachi Pachi Chalayaya Arabhakti Gan Utkantate Gela Shabha Jagannatha Bhavana. With great ease, all the devotees, other devotees, followed them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Spontaneous. The impression is naturally within the heart. By doing those activities and cultivating the right activity toward those activities, and practicing those activities and getting the fruits of those activities, after a while, the natural imprints are in the consciousness, the natural attraction, the rag. The attraction for those activities are embedded in the consciousness. And that's what one likes to do. It's so great when you come to the platform that you like to do what's good for you. It's so difficult when you don't like to do what's good for you and you like to do what's not good for you. But you come to the point of eagerness, and all the devotees follow them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Darsane lobhete kare maryada langana bhogamanda peyaya karishi mukha dharsana. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected the regulative principles. And just to see the Lord's face, went to the place where the food was offered. So there are different rules and regulations for deity worship. And rules and regulations are meant to keep you fixed. Because you don't have that spontaneous attraction yet, to stay fixed, to stay fixed in devotional service, you have to rely on your on your rules, which you follow out of your sense of dharma or honesty, your word, your vows, which has been imprinted in your heart when you're young. That's why the whole Mahabharata is about dharma. He followed the rules. He was strict. He did his duty. And people develop these natures. And therefore, even if you're not spontaneously attracted, if something becomes your duty, you do it. So there are all sorts of rules and regulations for people who don't have spontaneous attraction to keep them fixed. One who has spontaneous attraction, he moves by that, and it doesn't necessarily correspond with the rule. You know, you want to develop respect for the deity, and respect means you don't get too familiar, so you can't become too close to the deity. But if you have spontaneous attraction, you can get as close as you want. And you will get as close as you want. And it won't engender disrespect, which the rule of not coming too close to the devotee, to the deity, is supposed to maintain. See, it won't make you disrespectful.
Therefore, that rule to make you respectful by keeping distance doesn't apply to you. Nor do you even think about it. You spontaneously go towards the deity. And I believe that the analogy, it may have been Savitri, if she's listening, we were doing CC, Jai Greta Marge, myself, her children, her husband, at her house. And what an hour. Hi, Krishna. Okay. I am very sorry, but somehow or other, with modern technology, who's this?
This is Gail. Yeah, I mean, today is much better this week, but, you know, we still have that, like, waking up problem. I mean, my health is solid, but it's much better this week, but it's still a problem, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it's my phone.
I like it.
What's that?
Can you hear me?
I can't hear that.
This is right. Yeah? Yeah. It's really, really crackly. I can only hear a little bit
right now with the whole class.
I got most of the class. Some of it I couldn't understand, but I think I got most of it.
Okay.
I think it was worth it. Now it's more crackly than ever.
Right.
Actually, we're getting different experiences because, I mean, so far, this is the best class in the past 2 weeks.
No, she's not saying that. You're just saying right now it's crackly.
Yeah, right now it's really crackly.
I'm just wondering, is advice, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe make sure.
I think it's the call itself because when I dialed it for the second time,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
The operator was crackly too.
Yeah, and that's also when you dial it in, you can tell it's going to be crackly because of how it begins, you know, of the connection. The connection is
back. I can't even hear her. All right.
Yeah.
Did you get my letter?
Which one?
For VS Puja?
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
Okay, good. I just wondered if you'd gotten it.
No, I don't even remember who gave it to me, but I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
I can't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
It's I can hear, like, parts of words.
Really? What about now? Better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better.
I can hear you very well now.
Crazy.
Well,
different people are getting different experiences.
Yeah. Rucky, how are we doing?
I knew it's gonna hang up.
So we should all, why don't we all just hang up and call again and see if we do better?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Is that any better?
Yeah, I mean, it was good before too when we dialed back in.
Now it's clear.
It's clear now?
It's clear.
Okay, we'll try again. So.
Okay, but I'm beginning to crack up, by the way.
Okay, anyway, Gail,
it doesn't stay consistent.
Okay, Gail, I'm going to have to continue, and we'll just have to do what we have to do.
Okay.
Everyone use their phone. I'll try my best. That's all I can say. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But out of great eagerness, so I was explaining this eagerness and spontaneous, and then they purport there are many regulative principles of deity worship. For example, one is not allowed to enter the room where food is offered to Lord Jagannath. But in this case, being very eager because of not having seen the Lord for 15 days, all the people overruled the regulative principles and entered the room. So I was mentioning how one becomes above that. It's another platform. I mentioned that the example was, it's just like if you go from one place to another, an airplane, you don't have to follow the traffic rules. The traffic rules are for people at another speed. When you go by plane, you go over the same places, but you don't have to follow the traffic lights and the signs, etc. It's the same way a devotee who reaches the spontaneous platform. His speed of devotion, and level of devotion that the rules which are to regulate people who lack devotion are not applicable to him. So we see that here in the residence here. Trishartha Prabhura Netra Pramara Yugala Gata Krishnaya Priya Krishnera Vandana Kamala. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord. And his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. So these are these are analogies that are metaphors for thirsty. Thirsty means really want something. You really want water. So you're thirsty for Krishna, you're thirsty through the eyes, you really want to see the Lord. And again, his eyes again become bumblebees drinking the honey. So bumblebees are very, very active and eager to drink the honey. So his eyes are so thirsty, they become like bumblebees, and they're just absorbed in drinking the honey from the sight of the lotus eyes of Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. Papula Kamala Jina Nayana Yugala Nilamani Darpana Kanta Gandhi Jalama. The eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. A mirror made of sapphires. The eyes conquering the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers. So lotus is the most beautiful thing in this world. If you've ever seen a lotus in a pond, it is transcendental. It looks like it's not from this world. It's a special manifestation of beauty. And whenever the Lord's beauty is described, it's described in relationship to the lotus, because that's our frame of reference for something that is out of this world. So, and therefore, Radharani's smile conquers the blue lotus. And the beauty of her face conquers a forest of blue lotus flowers. So, can you imagine a forest of lotus flowers? And Radharani's, the luster of her body, puts gold in a painful situation. So the neck of Lord Jagannath is shining. The mirror made of sapphires purport. Look at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, usually saw Lord Jagannath from a distance, standing behind the column of Garuda. But because he had not seen Lord Jagannath for 15 days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt great separation from him. In great eagerness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the meeting hall and entered the room where food was offered just to see the face of Lord Jagannath. In verse 210, this action is called Maryada Langana, a violation of the regulative principles. This indicates that one should not come very near a superior. Both the Lord's deity form and the spiritual master should be seen from a distant place. This is called maryada. Otherwise, as it is said, familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes coming too near the deity or the spiritual master degrades the neophyte devotee. Personal servants of the deity
and the spiritual master should therefore always be very careful, for negligence may overcome them in their duty. Lord Jagannath's eyes, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes have been compared to thirsty bumblebees, and Sri Jagannath's eyes have been compared to blossoming lotus flowers. The author has made these comparisons in order to describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu while the Lord was deeply absorbed in ecstatic love for Lord Jagannath. Pandulira pula jina adara suranga ishat hastita konte amrita taranga. The chin of the Lord, tinged with buff color, conquered the beauty of a banduli flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment, and the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank its honey like bumblebees. Krishna Das Kaviraj Rasika Bhaktivaj. He is the chief most relisher and describer of this rasa. Sri Mukha Sundara Kunti Bhade Shane Shane. His beauty, the luster, increases at every moment. Why? Because the happiness of the Lord in relationship to his devotees increases, and happiness increases beauty, and that's why when someone wants to look beautiful, they smile. But when it's a real smile coming from the heart, the beauty increases. So the Lord's happiness is increasing and increasing and increasing, and his beauty is increasing and increasing at every moment. As their eyes began to drink the nectarian honey of his lotus face, their thirst increased, thus their eyes did not leave him. So the devotees are drinking, they're looking, and their thirst is increasing. This is the nature of spiritual life, that the more you get, your hunger increases. And therefore, the most advanced devotee is the one with the greatest hunger. And the one with the greatest hunger is the one who's thinking he's lacking food the most. So because the devotee, the most advanced devotees have the most hankering for the Supreme Lord. They therefore feel they're the ones that lack the Supreme Lord the most and lack devotion to the Supreme Lord. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees enjoy transcendental bliss upon seeing the face of Jagannath. This continued to midday. As usual, there were transcendental blissful symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. So, with this darshan and with this seeing the Lord, then the sattvika bhavs, the involuntary bodily eruptions of ecstasy, began manifesting in his body. He perspired and trembled, and a constant flow of tears fell from his eyes. But the Lord checked these tears so that they would not disturb his seeing the face of the Lord. Their looking at the face of Jagannath was only interrupted when he was offered food. Afterwards, they would again look upon his face. When the food was being offered to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan. So they're taking darshan, and then food is being offered, and the curtains close, and the kirtan begins, and then the curtains open, and they look at the Lord, and they're just drinking his beauty. And this is the spiritual world. You're always engaged in the activities that you like to do spontaneously with love. So it's also the highest form of devotion and ecstasy. Feeling such great pleasure upon seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot everything. So that's samadhi. You're so absorbed in the object of devotion that you're not cognizant of anything external. The devotees, however, took him to his lunch at noontime, knowing that the car festival would take place in the morning. all the servants of Jagannath with doubling their offerings of food. I have briefly described the pastimes of the Lord, washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple. By seeing or hearing these pastimes, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. Sirupa Raghunatha Padi Yariyasa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Dasa. Praying at their lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. And the next chapter we'll deal with next week, from the holy land of Govardhan, yes, is the ecstatic chanting of the Lord at Bhakti-yatra. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Would anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
I do have a question, Maharaj.
Yes? Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I don't know, I guess I can't relate so well. I was hoping to try to understand better how, you say hearing about these pastimes, they will awaken our natural attraction, you know? And especially the pastime of Lord Chaitanya cleaning the Gundicha temple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I just can't relate to how that hearing about this pastime is supposed to, because it's not, you know. I mean, when I hear the pastime, of course, I'm probably just, you know, revealing my own. I'm not feeling it.
You may not be experiencing it to the level you want, but understand the principle involved. When you hear about those that you emulate, you develop their qualities.
I'm sorry, that it's kind of cracking up. When I hear about what?
Yeah, it's cracking up, isn't it? When you hear about those whom you emulate,
uh-huh,
you develop their qualities.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I heard.
Okay. Thank you, Gail. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Is that Aya?
Yes.
Okay, it's broken up now, but I hope during the most of the class we'll be able to hear.
Yeah, there was crackling now and then.
Is that on you?
Yes.
Okay. I can't hear you that well.
Can't hear anything.
Okay. I wish I could hear you better, but it's broken up. Okay. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Who's that?
Govardhan.
Hey, Govardhan. Is that Govardhan? Who is that?
It's Govardhan Maharaj.
Oh, I hear you now, Govardhan. It's broken up. Okay. I'll get back to you tomorrow. I'll come over sometime Friday afternoon. I'll send you a message soon, okay?
I'm cracking up, Maharaj. I can't hear you.
It'll be something like Friday at 3 or 4 o'clock. I'll write you a message, okay? Okay.
Again, packing up. I didn't hear clearly.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Can people hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
But not without static. There's a lot of static now and then.
Wait one second. I'm going to try something else here. Wait one second. Is anyone still on?
Yes. No, you're very clear.
Who is this?
Amiya.
Okay, I'm muted. Great. Anybody else still on? Anyone can hear me?
Yeah, but
You said something I did not hear properly.
It's really hard. It's very bad now somehow.
Yeah, it's very bad. But if you will repeat what you were saying to Govardhan, maybe now he can hear you.
Okay, I'll try. Govardhan. Can you hear me?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, he said, I'll send you a message. I'll probably come over to your house sometime Friday afternoon.
Yes, Maharaj.
About 3 o'clock or something, but I'll finalize it tomorrow morning and let you know, okay?
Yes, Maharaj. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?